There's a lot in our readings today about humility, about having humility. And that's an aspect of the scriptures that the world does not like. We live in a world where humility is not treasured. And if you have any doubt of that, look at all the gossip magazines and the gossip TV shows and all those things like that, where these celebrities are in the news, they're on TV, they're in the magazines and so on, for doing things that gets the attention on them. Sometimes it's doing stupid things, sometimes it's doing things that they know will get the cameras going, whatever it might be. These celebrities know that if they want to get what they want, which is wealth and fame and everything that goes along with being a celebrity, they need to be the center of attention. They need to be in the spotlight. So we live in a world that says, you know, those of you who are humble, you don't get ahead. You don't get the focus. You don't get the attention. You don't get the money. You don't get the girl or the guy, whichever. You don't get what you want. It's those who are prideful, those who are making themselves the center of attention, are the ones who get what they want. But then we look at the scriptures, and the scriptures present something very different about humility. They present it as something beautiful, as something desirable, as something that we are called to do as disciples of Christ. Look at the first reading. It says, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Those who are humble are willing to give of themselves, and so will be loved in return. Look at our Lord himself. He tells us, go and take the place so that when the host comes to you, he may say, my friend, move up to a higher position. Now, of course, our Lord isn't talking merely about going to someone's house for a banquet, that you don't take the head of the table, you take kind of a side spot. That's not specifically what our Lord is talking about. He's talking about that in our lives, we are called to practice the virtue of humility. It is the greatest of the virtues. It is the recognition of who we truly are, and the recognition that we are called to something greater, that we are called to love. You know, when we do things well, we rightfully recognize it. We reach a milestone in our life, we celebrate it, whether it's a family event, it's a graduation from school, it's like a state tournament, something like that. We celebrate those, and rightly we should. But we should also be willing to celebrate others' achievements as well, other things that people do well, the good that is in the other. That's what we're called to do in humility. Because in our pride, again, we want the attention on ourselves. Pride brings us inward. It focuses us on us. Humility focuses us on God and on the other. And so we are more just as willing to celebrate someone else's good, maybe even more so if we are humble, than our own. We are called to practice that humility so that we will be exalted by God. We will be lifted up by God into the eternal kingdom. We always need to keep that in mind. Everything that we do as Christians, first and foremost, should point to Him, should point to our Lord Jesus Christ. We are second. Actually, we are third if you think about it. We are called God first, neighbor second, us third. That is what it means to live a humble life. Now, we talk about this vice of pride, this sin of pride, which humility and pride are opposites. Every virtue has an opposite sin, and pride is the opposite sin of humility. And it is the deadliest of the sins. Because the first sin, the original sin of Adam and Eve, was a sin of pride. Oh, we can be gods. They listened to the serpent, not to the one true God. The serpent said, well, you'll be like them if you disobey what God says. And they did, and they committed the sin of pride. Well, in our lives, pride is like that. It is that almost that we are gods. We run our own lives. We do our own things. No one tells us what to do. It's all about us. Humility is the recognition of being able to say, He is God, and I am not. That recognition that we are standing before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one through whom all of the universe is created. This is the point of the second reading, where he talks about that we're not talking about things that we can touch. We're not talking about things that we can see and recognize in the world. We are talking about something beyond the world. The King, the Lord, the Creator, our Father, who is beyond anything of our imagining, and we are at his feet. That is what we are called to do for all eternity, is to spend eternity in the joy and glory that he promises us. And we have to recognize that. And that is what it means to be humble, to recognize the glory of God, to recognize that we are not. We are his creation. He created us. He loves us and wants us to spend eternity with him. But we are not on his level by any stretch of the imagination. We need to recognize that with humility. So how do we develop this virtue? Because, you know, the fact is we all struggle with pride. We all struggle with that inward turning, that self-centeredness, instead of true giving of ourselves to God, the true giving of ourselves to neighbor, as we are called to do in humility. Well, first of all, we practice it. You know, and it's hard for us to do this step here, to practice humility. And it might come off as phony to us if we're sitting there going, I really want the focus to be on me, but I need to let that go. And I need to give myself to others. First practice it, and then we pray for that virtue. And that's a hard prayer to pray. God, make me humble. Because we don't want that prayer. We want to keep that pride. But if we are to truly be humble, if we are truly to be loving God above all things and loving our neighbor as ourselves, we will practice that virtue of humility. And one of the greatest ways to do it is called the Litany of Humility. This is a litany. If you're not familiar with litanies, they are a list of petitions that we pray. And it's repeated like if you're familiar with the Litany of the Saints, you know, St. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us, and so on. You know, it's a series of petitions with a response. And the Litany of Humility is the same way. There's a list of petitions of ways that we need to be humble. It seeks that we will grow in humility, especially in those areas in our lives where we don't want to be humble, where we don't want to give up that pride. You know, some of these petitions, for example, from the desire of being honored, from the desire of being praised. You know, again, both those are cases where we are the center of attention. Look at us. You know, honor us, praise us for what we have done. And we say in this humility, I don't want that desire. In fact, another spot says that others may be praised and I unnoticed. Not just do I not want to be praised, I want others to get the attention. I want them to get the attention, not me. I just want to do what I need to do to follow God, and let others get the focus. Another prayer, and this is the last one, that others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Of course, we are all called to holiness, but holiness is not a competition. It's not that I need to be more holy than you are. You know, I need to be better than you in holiness. Our desire is that everyone should be holy. And that, you know, if you become more holier than I am, if you become holier than I, if you're more advanced in the holiness, great. So long as I am doing my part to grow in holiness, to be as holy as I can be. Because we are all called to be as holy as we can be. And it should be our desire that everyone else become as holy as they can. If that means holier than me, great. You know, just so long as I am doing my part as well, to seek to be holy, to seek to live that spiritual life in my life, and so on. It's about 20 or 30 petitions that we can pray in this Litany of Humility. And I encourage everyone to get a copy of this. Obviously, you can do a Google search for Litany of Humility, and it will show right up. It'll be the first item on that search, and pray that Litany of Humility, so that we can truly practice the virtue of humility. Because that is what it truly means to live as a disciple of our Lord, to love our neighbor and to love God above all things, to put them before us. May we seek to practice that as we seek to enter into that new Jerusalem, the heavenly kingdom that awaits us.